Hello, everybody. My name is...
Johnny Mathis.
And my name is Charles Dickens.
Wait, hold on. Your name is not Charles Dickens. It's...
Satire.
Excuse me?
What better time to indulge in luscious desserts than at Christmas time?
It is not necessary to have an ejaculation.
This year, give someone special a taste of adventure.
Everyone at Mervyn's and TV5 would like to wish you a happy and safe holiday season.
That never happens.
My little elves are working very hard to make toys for everyone.
Except for
Michael Bolton.
He is not getting the damn thing.
Every year more children
are ready to go to the hospital.
To be put to death.
And stacked on storage shelves until needed.
Then killed and butchered.
The children would be glad that they had been good when finding their gifts under the tree.
Such as flakes of old skin.
A great gift idea for all the Wendy's kind of people on your list.
People who worship the devil.
Gotta live for Satan.
He loves Christmas, and he loves Pizza Hut pizza.
It's the most amazing floor cleaner.
It's got everything a pizza mix should.
Like a knife, a wrench, a teacup. Or any item made to make our lives easier.
So this year, he's sending you a special offer from Pizza Hut.
Sending out radiation in all directions.
To make a dangerous attack
right to your home in time for the holidays.
We are holding Santa Claus a hostage.
What now would Santa do?
He probably wants to go back to the North Pole.
Wherever he goes, he always has loads of fun.
What do you mean?
Wherever he goes, he always has...
Box after box of authentic uniforms and equipment.
That way I can make some Christmas stockings to hang on the fireplace.
But the children... How can I go out tomorrow night and deliver their toys with
a terribly dangerous infection?
Like this.
Well, Santa, I guess it's up to me.
Johnny Mathis.
Your chief elf, to find a way to get those toys delivered.
Personally, I'd just forget all about it.
Okay, I guess that's good enough. Forget about it.
How could I forget Santa Claus?
By all means, execute them.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa Claus.
A Christmas wish for you.
We don't just wish you a Merry Christmas. We promise you
25,000 car accident deaths each year.
Let's have more.
Shouldn't we be helping with the decorations?
In a minute. We're almost finished here.
Then Christmas time arrived.
And everyone should be happy.
But they don't know that.
You know what's green?
My vomit.
To put on their Christmas tree.
And still some left for their Christmas presents.
Of all the gifts you can give, here's one everybody likes.
It was the light of the Christmas star.
But you can find it for Christmas for $17.95 in a place that's known as Radio Shack.
And that's not what you want.
Why don't you tell Santa what you want for Christmas?
I demand a horse and a
really good blowjob.
I will do just that.
Will you do it?
I am Santa Claus.
Gee, thanks, Santa.
I'll go down till next Christmas.
Often he will do this until the penis spurts out the milky white fluid called semen.
We put it into clouds so that we can have a white Christmas.
I better get back there and help you, Fred.
By providing gifts and trees, which will be available for purchase the first thing in the morning.
These are filled with gases.
And remember, all gifts will be labeled from Santa.
So this season, give a little merriment.
What they should have given them was $2 a piece for a haircut.
God had given the world the first Christmas.
Who gives a shit?
Where is the baby?
At your favorite toy department, now.
For under $50.
What a deal!
I gave him my manger for his bed.
Now shut up! God damn you!
I gave him my hay to pillow his head.
Next time, I'll knock your damn head off.
Next time, take
Santa's pocket watch.
And if he's still aggressive, then
cram it up his butt.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Santa.
They knew that Santa was impatiently waiting.
And so, at closing time on Christmas Eve,
they took off all their clothes and marched to Florida.
I will be back before Christmas.
And I will kill you.
So I have to let Santa know where we'll be.
Where are you?
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Naked as a jaybird.
See you before Christmas.
I can promise you won't.
What a relief. Thank you.
Thank you, Santa, for bringing happiness to the children of Mars.
And the Christmas spirit to all of us.
We will meet up again on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I hope I don't...
Now run along. Santa's got to talk to the other children. But remember, be good and do what I told you to.
Go fuck yourself.
Merry Christmas!